Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And joining us again is Padraig Lodge.
Good morning, Richard. Huge weekend of hurling and prospect, and the latest indications from the Munster Council are that close to 40,000 tickets have been sold for tomorrow night's Munster Championship game between Cork and Limerick in Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Capacity for the venue has been set at 42,000. A highly anticipated game. For anybody arriving early, the High Kings will be performing a 40-minute set at 5:30. The traffic is always problematic there. The Garda website has detailed information for those travelling. Their main advice is to park in Cork City Centre and use the free shuttle bus service to the stadium, and there'll also be extensive road closures in place. Well, setting up the hurling weekend for us, as usual, RTE analyst and former Cork goalkeeper Donal O'Cusack.
Madden Ma Páirc, this weekend we have three senior games on the Saturday menu. At Parnell Park, Dublin welcome Antrim. Welcome isn't really the right word. The Leinster Championship has caught fire this summer and both teams are in the scrap for places. Antrim don't travel well, but the close confines of Parnell Park will suit them. And they won't fear the Dubs either. Maybe a slight upset is on the cards. Less scrappy will be Carlow and Kilkenny at Netwatch Dr. Cullen Park. Many Carlow hurlers grew up thinking of themselves as a satellite of the Kilkenny Empire. Despite the great work of the last few years, it's probably too soon for the Scallion Eaters to consider themselves equals to the stripey ones. And to Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh on Saturday evening. Sun shining, sellout crowd, the 4-peat champions visiting the real capital looking like a team shaping for 5 in a row. Cork displayed promising signs against Clare, but their defence must be systematically tighter and running game balanced with direct plays to counter Limerick's stampede in the middle third. Finishing with 15 is non-negotiable for the home side. It all points to a Limerick win, but there's a part of Hurling Nation that wonders. The red jersey, a huge home crowd desperate for a win, along with an hour of need must bring the best out of this Cork team. We refuse to rule out a Cork result. Elsewhere, top of the bill in the Christy Ring Cup is the Brexit Derby. London, who were unbeaten and top of the table, travel to Owen Beg to play Derry, who need the 2 points to put them back into contention. Now then, neither that game or any of the Joe McDonagh or Christy Ring Cup matches are amongst the 38 championship games being shown on GA Go this summer. No less than 7 Tailteann Cup games will be featured. Why? Because football is more important? Who knows? The Senior Hurling Championship involves 34 matches. The Football Championship is 64 matches. For some reason, those 34 hurling games have to be squeezed into the cracks between the football schedule. The All-Ireland Hurling Final has to be done and dusted before the football showpiece. Why? Think about these last 2 points. Firstly, Wexford put on a great show of grit and imagination last Saturday. You could feel the enthusiasm about Wexford hurling coming back with every score. That game, played in the first weekend of May 2024, was the last time Wexford people, young and old, will see their senior hurling team play in Wexford Park until 2025. On the same evening, the people responsible for this crazy system being in place were catering to another sport in Croke Park. Maybe they should look at that other sport and think about marketing their own game. Secondly, when Clare played Limerick on live television a few weeks back, 436,000 people tuned in. Almost 200,000 more than watched the football game that followed. More than one in every 2 people who decided to turn on the TV that evening. Cork against Limerick tomorrow is a huge opportunity to showcase the game to many people all over again. It is commonly acknowledged that hurling needs oxygen. This weekend, the people charged with promoting the game have given up that opportunity in order to sell subscriptions for a commercial entity. A commercial entity that does hurling in Ireland very little service. With this evidence of a glaring leadership vacuum and the sport's visibility at stake, Hurling Nation asks, where does the government of Ireland stand when it comes to supporting not just a sport, but a cultural cornerstone?
It's Donal O'Cusack. I think the Taoiseach Micheál Martin did make it clear last summer that it was something that should be reviewed, and that he felt the Munster Hurling Championship games should be on free-to-air television.
And yet Cork are the county who are losing out this year, aren't they? What, 3 out of 4 matches are on GAA Go and no hurling on the telly over the last 2 weekends?
The gap has been there for the past 2 weekends. I don't know how realistic it is with a 5-year deal in place, how it can be broken down or how it can be broken into by the government. Perhaps one way is if the GAA extend their season by a couple of weeks, that more TV slots become available, and perhaps then more games could be televised.
Yeah, not a bad idea at all.
Yeah. Well, this morning, the Irish Examiner is reporting that Cork Senator Tim Lombard has asked the Shannon Cathaoirleach to invite the GAA President Jareth Burns to appear before the Shannon to hear concerns about the number of hurling games on GAA Go. So it will rumble on. A week off for the Clare seniors, Rachel.
Yeah, but allow me a brief mention of the Miners, who won again last night, beating Cork. Well, it's just, I always say, the year of the 40-point hammering, it was covered extensively on this programme, I seem to remember. So I like to mention them now that they're doing well.
Yeah, you're entitled to that.
Yeah, and a big provincial final to look forward to in a couple of weeks as well. Sunday will also see two provincial football finals. Dublin are expected to claim a 14th successive Leinster title when they face a Louth side that they defeated by 21 points in last year's final. There will be no public sale of tickets for the Ulster final, with a full house expected in Clonus. Earlier in the programme, Peter Canavan predicted that Donegal would edge out Armagh after extra time. There's also the start of the Tailteann Cup group stages. Rory McIlroy is tied for second place, three shots behind leader Xander Schauffele after the first round of the Wells Fargo Championship in North Carolina. He's on 4 under par. Seamus Power is 1 over, with Shane Lowry on 4 over. Leona Maguire is in a share of third place at the Founders Cup in New Jersey. Dundalk's English goalkeeper George Shelvey has been hit with a 10-game ban for abusive language aimed at the referee after Monday night's game against Drogheda United. He was found to have been in breach of the FAI's regulations on racism and discrimination. Pardon me. Aston Villa's European dream is over after losing to Olympiacos in the semi-final of the Europa Conference League. Villa were eyeing a first European final since 1982, but a 2-0 loss in Greece completed a 6-2 defeat over the two legs. The Europa League final in Dublin on Wednesday week will feature Italian side Atalanta and Germany's Bayer Leverkusen. They both came through their semi-finals last night. The Ireland men's cricket team step up their World Cup preparations today when they face Pakistan in the first of three T20 internationals in Clontarf. The match starts at 3 o'clock. There's a strong Irish involvement in today's Chester Cup, with 17 runners going to post at 20-4. And the British Olympic Association is spending more than £50,000 on portable air conditioning units for its athletes and staff at the Olympic Games in Paris. Organisers decided not to install air conditioning in the athletes' village as part of their carbon neutral commitment. The US basketball team has already decided to relocate to a 5-star hotel.
Porrick, thank you very much.